We need a break.
Full microphone.
I don't remember which one. It's weird. Yossi! Listen, every guy counts, otherwise I lose here.
Who's doing the count?
My son-in-law. Guten Morgen, Rabbi. How's everybody doing? It's geschmack to do the daf. Le'ilui nishmas imi mirasi rusmas Mordechai. The sponsor, HaChodesh, Shmuley Hecht, F245. In honor of David Zlatnik, F200. Akiva Salkowitz, F94. Shalom Rand, F202.
Get this name right.
Shmuley Davidowitz, B202. And the official 8-minute Daf Yomi committee. By the Sherman family of Kew Garden Hills, Lili Nishmas, Hadmor in Pittsburgh, Mordechai Socher Ber, Ben Avram Abba, Zeicher Tzadik, Kosher Livracha, on the occasion of his first Yortzai, anonymously, 5-year-old Eitan Rafal Shraga Ben Dina Sar receiving a bone marrow transplant from his first year. Yosef, please, I hear you loud, louder than me. From a 1-year-old brother, Akiva Moshe, Rabbi Isai. Moshe ben Dina Sarah on Sukkos for a rare life-threatening genetic disorder. Please be mispal for these children. I have a picture, actually. Here we go. Picture of these Zisa kids. One of them has a rare genetic disease, and the other one is giving him a marrow transplant. And we have here, it says like this. Shkoyach. I recently started with the Yeshurim, beginning with Masechta Sukkah. Greater than the Gemara that you teach are your lessons of Midas, Chesed, and Nachtos, namely the recent story of the fellow that raised $2,000 and 20 shekel from complete strangers because he came to shear instead of going collecting. I came across the attached article in Complete Strangers. I also felt the need to do my part by sponsoring your shear for these boys. Everyone, please have them in mind in your tefillos and perhaps help fund their cause. Okay, we already said the names. Rabboisai, we have like this. What? I didn't hear what you said. Oh, yeah. So my Rebbe, my Chavrusa, had his, I don't want to say what number, just let's say it's more than 12 children. He had his girl yesterday, so the shir should be a schus for the newborn. So this we did already. And here is a Givaldika picture. It says like this. Tonight, Matzi Yontev, Ephraim Gwertzman, Yosef, I'm going to have to send your brother-in-law back home. It was Kedai to have that extra guy, but not if it comes out. Wow. Yeah.
Not Biliak.
Not Yossi Biliak, and not Yossi Radinsky, and not Yossi Berman. It's whatever. Ephraim Gorzman made a siyum on Masechta the Sukkin. The Sukkin, the attached picture, is from left to right. Shlomo Gorzman, Ephraim Gorzman, and Yitzi Grossberg. Standing in front of the Sukkah poster, I'm going to just show you what's going on here. Rabbi, here it is in the Sukkah. And right over here, you can see they saved $145. They just printed it out of their iPhone, a picture they took of me by, what is it? By the Sheva Brachas in Borough Park. Sishkoyach Mazel Tov, being Messiahim, the Masechta. We have like this from David Block. I've been an avid YouTube attendee since Brachas Dav Beis, sometimes Zoom. Here's a great MDY story. I'm a dentist practicing in Bet Shemesh. I live in Bet Shemesh Aleph, and my office is Kenyon Naimi. Shout out to Kenyon Naimi dentist, if anybody wants to go there. We have other dentists in the room here, so we got to be careful. About 2.5 months ago, on a Friday morning, I was working in my office and received a phone call from a neighbor complaining about severe tooth pain. I was rather overbooked, but was what I was supposed to do. So I told him to come at the end of the day. He came as extracted an impacted wisdom tooth. Now it's getting later of Shabbos. He knew he was the last patient. He also knew we were neighbors. So he asked me for a ride home. I told him it's okay. All right, just to show what's going on in the sukkah here. Here's Moshe Chaim. Anyway, move Mordechai Seltzer, move for a second. CC. Wave. Okay, here we go. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Borei Pri Hagafen. Chaim, Chaim, Castell 2017, sponsored by Simon Jacobs. Yishkoyach. He is here. You want to come up to the front, from Simon? Get over here. Man the video. Mordechai. Come on. You finally come here, Nu. Get over here. Watch the wine. With your wine, I hope. That's just... We'll make it L'chaim.
Next year, last glass.
Last the glass. L'chaim, L'chaim. Yishkoyach, thank you so much. Ah. Ooh, you should see the bottle. Okay, different time. We'll bring the bell. L'chaim, L'chaim. Yishkoyach, Simon Jacobs. Okay. Back to the story here. Anyways, he drove him back, but I told him it's okay, but I need to make a stop at a store, and while I'm driving, no talking, because I have to catch up on that morning's shiur. He was in agreement. So on the way home, we listened to Rebelli's shiur. We arrived home, he asked me a question about the sugya that showed me he was listening. I told him that he should write down the MDY site address so he could continue learning with the shiur. He said he just did it. So over 2 months have passed, and Baruch Furman is a shiur regular. He came for an emergency dental treatment and left a very active recruit. Maybe I should have the shiur playing in the background while I'm treating. Keep steiging, David Block, DMD. So Baruch Furman is in the sukkah, and I don't think he wants to come to the front. Get over here, Baruch. Come on, bring him over. Somebody pick him up. Baruch, come on. No, you can do it. Oh, boys, here we go. So Baruch is in the sukkah.
How's your tooth doing?
It's a plaque on that wall. Shalom Aleichem, Reb Baruch. What do you do?
Nothing right now. I'm in yeshiva.
You're in yeshiva? Which yeshiva?
Lifts
yeshiva. Givaldik yeshiva. Okay, Givaldik. You know, we stole one of your guys from yeshiva. He's one of our color guys. Oh, Yakim. Were you there with him? All right. Yishkoyach for coming to the front. I know it's hard. You got to get out of that shyness. For the, I'm not talking to you. The whole Olam. Those shy guys, come to the sukkah. If, who? Ah, Shalechim, come on, get over here. Both of you guys can come here. Shiur starting 20 minutes, don't worry about it. Shalom Aleichem.
This is me.
This is you. Amichai Spiegler. That's how you say it? Wow, we got a singer. New guy, where do you live? Mishkafayim. Here we go. Shalom Aleichem, nice to meet you. Enjoy. Yishkoyach. Thank you. Next. Mati's father's here. Wow. Hold on. Let's go to the next one. We got... Now listen to this. Dear Rebelli, remember you guys, I was telling you about this guy that sells Arovis and Adasim in Yerushalayim. Go check him out. Good morning. Oh, yes. Yonta was on a higher level due to Chazirim Masechta Sukkah with you. So sorry to hear that what happened to your Arovis. Just as a reminder, we at the Arba Minim Center located Rechav Malachi 17 in Yerushalayim, offered to help you with your Dalaminim in previous email, but you chose dot, dot, dot. Now we could and would love to help solve your Aravis problem today. We offer four kinds of Aravis. Regular 5 shekel, better quality 15 shekel, imitation of Muncie Aravis grown in Israel, 40 shekel, original Muncie Aravis, $$$$. Please let me know. 054-841-727. Rabboisai, here in our sukkah, we have Rabbi Velvel Brevner. Get over here with your Aravis. Get over here. Oh. Where's Yeshua? Is Yeshua around? Yeshua, Rabbi Velvel. Shalom Aleichem. Thank you. What is this?
Muncie, from Muncie.
This is from Muncie. Look at this. Wow. These are our Aravis, our boys. Only 40 shekel. Malachi 17. Oh, no. Oh, this is a dollar sign. Listen, my kid also, I have 2 kids and a son.
Thank you for sending customers. Josh from
Aravis. No way.
Josh from Harazesim came to buy
us. That guy came to you?
Yep.
Josh from Harazesim came. Unbelievable. Now, our boys, one of the reasons we do this sukkah thing is to draw more people. This year, we asked the new guys not to come, but Baruch Hashem, they didn't listen. 3 sukkahs ago, an amazing thing happened. Gary, he came for a breakfast. He was interested in some omelets, and it ended up, he stayed. He stayed with us, and Baruch Hashem, he's been with us since that very day, 3 sukkahs ago. And 2 sukkahs ago, if that's how you say it, sukkahs ago, Dr. Shamroth, who is Menachem Atez's father-in-law, he also came to the sukkah to check it out. He happened to be there, and he's with us since then, 2 years. He's a world-renowned dermatologist all the way from South Africa, so Yishkoyach. Here are the balloons. You want the balloons? Fine. Okay, they're gone. Rabboisai. Oh. Really? I didn't know. Okay. Beseder. You got to be careful. Okay. Rabboisai, today is Daf Chof Gimel. And we finished off Chav Beis, but let's go back a couple of lines. It's Kedai. By the way, tomorrow's shir, sponsored by Bensi Novak. He's doing everything from A to Z. And Hoshana Rabbah, sponsored by my second cousin, Jonathan Stefanski. Yishkoyach Jonathan, Yishkoyach Bensi Novak. And today's shir is sponsored by myself in honor of Gary.
Really?
Yeah. It's a big schos that you came to the shir. All right, so we have like this. We're on the bottom of Chav Beis, on the Beis. We'll just go through it quickly because we did it yesterday. Ibayalu, Ma'ala Ashein, remember the sugya of smoking fruits, smoking meat. Could you do that or not? Rabbi Rab, Omar Rab, Osir. Rab says it's Osir. Ushmuel Omar Mutter. Shmuel says that it's Oichel Nefesh, it's Mutter. Now, very interestingly, Rashi says, very interesting. You hear this? If what's considered oichol nefesh, shavel oichol nefesh, what is considered something that everybody eats? Is a deer something that everybody eats? So Rashi says, if you happen upon a deer, would you eat it? Yes. The thing is that you can't afford it, or you don't know where to find it. That doesn't make it not shavel oichol adam. Therefore, if you had a smoker in your house, would you use it? Most likely. The thing is, you're a pauper. You can't afford it. You didn't bring a lift like Avi Kamiansky did. You didn't schlep one like Moshe Chaim did. So therefore, but if somebody offered you smoked meat, like Moshe Chaim once made us, smoked meat in Noam's sukkah, right? Remember? Delicious. Everybody loved it. It's not that we don't eat it. We just don't have, we don't know how to get it. Okay. Ushmuel Omar Mutter. Yes. What's not working? Something's not working? It's working fine. Ravuna Omar Asur. Ravuna is going in Rav. right? We just said Rav says it's also Shmuel says Mutter. Ravun explained. Mipnei shemechabel. The reason is because when you have these coals and when things hit the coals, it puts it out a little bit. Remember the question? What about you're igniting the spices? Yes, the spices are going to put out the coals, but they're also going to light up the coals. What comes first? They're going to put out the coals, and then the spices will light up. So mechaber comes first, maver comes second. Omer Rav Yehuda, agabi gecheles also, agabi cheres mutter. If you put the spices directly above the coals, you are mechaber, you are mavir. So that's a problem. Agabi cheres, what's cheres? Pretend this is earthenware. You put spices on this, you're not putting anything out. Nothing changes. It's earthenware. Now, why is it not havara? You put spices on this. This is extremely hot, and the spices just go poof. Why is that not mavir? Because it's kelacher yad, it's a shinui. That's not the way we typically burn things. Now, I want to point out here a very interesting shaila. Think about it. Can you turn on a candle on yontif for absolutely no reason? For no reason. On yontif. You're allowed to put a candle if you need it for light to heat up the room for no reason. How about a ner neshama? Is that considered reason? So no reason at all, says Tosis right here, top Tosis, you're not allowed to. But that's called ner shabatala. A ner for no reason. But let's say a ner neshama. So there's a nidoin in a ner neshama. For the most part, it's not allowed. But if you say the ner neshama is like a sort of a mitzvah, so we really have, if you look in the halacha, I came out with three things. Obviously, for oichel nefesh, for food, for hasaka, for this. But then it seems like from the Mishnah Berurah, there's a third category called mitzvah. If you have Tosis bring, like in a shul, the simcha of a mitzvah, that's also a category. Is a ner neshama, and that if somebody loyalena lost the parent, they know if they miss the ner neshama, it gives them a lot of tsar. Is that enough? I don't think it's enough. If you say that the ner neshama is a mitzvah, a little bit of a mitzvah, there's a nidon in that, if that's considered a mitzvah. Okay, v'rabba omar agabi cheres nami osur. Rabbi says that it's osur. Now, Yeshua, where's Yeshua? Do me a favor. In my office, I think I might have left my pointer guy. You can find one there. It's geschmack that we're here at home, just in case. Okay.
You didn't leave it at
a new wife? No. Maybe. Yavicheres. No, not here. Rabbis, we gotta move. V'rabba omar agabicheres nami osur. You're not allowed to put the spices above earthenware. Mishum the kamoilid reicha, because it's creating a new smell. You're not allowed to create a new smell. Rabbi Yosef Amritar Vayu. Sachufe kasa. If you're gonna flip over, let's say a cup full of perfume, ashiroi, on clothing that are made out of silk, because you're pouring perfume on clothing. B'yoy matava asr. You're not allowed to flip perfume on clothing. Now, here's the shiloh that's been to get to us. We don't typically put perfume on clothing, but you know what we do? We have these nice things that we put in the toilets, and you flush the toilet, and now comes like a nice smelling thing. Is that okay or not? So are we, this is machloikis, I'm not passing as usual, and especially after I drank a little wine. I really don't know the sugi well. I'm just saying that it's a nidoin. Why? Because is the smell there? You're just bringing it out? Are you putting the smell on something else? Like over here, you're taking the smell, putting on clothing, and that's moiled, and you're not allowed to do that? Or no, you're just taking it out of its container and moving it somewhere else, which would be okay. Rav Omar, Tzibeya, yeah, different things. This is my pointer that Yeshua thought I was asking for. Rabbi Zai, thanks. Thank you. Shkoyach. Oh, but he's right. This could work because it's on a flat surface. I got it. No, it's good. Shkoyach. My time is to come by the reich. My shno, my reich boy. Oh, Rabbi Zai. I have an adas over here. Question. Am I allowed to take this and smell it right now? Anybody?
No. What is it from?
Oh! You hear? That's the answer. He asked me a question, very Jewish, but that's the answer. What is it from? If it's on Yontif like today and it's part of my lulav, I'm not allowed to smell it. Now, this is not from any lulav or any esrig. So memela, I am allowed to. And if you go like this, moilulay means you take it in your fingers and you crush it up like this. Or umariachboy. The kaitmoy means you go like this, you break it. Ah, Baruch Atahadi, no yeloyinim el choylom, boirei atzi besomim. Ah, geshmak, here, enjoy. In the sukkah, here. Huh? That's a adas. That was a rava. Umayshim eloyim reach boy, because we reach boy, you're allowed to. Hossam rechami, you say here, give that to me. I need that for a second. Voisuvo yidikam oisif. The smell. The beautiful fragrance is right in here. I'm just taking it out by mushing it between my fingers. Over here, I'm pouring it onto a beged. I'm creating a beged with a new smell. Rav Omar, now Rav goes back. Are you permitted to smoke fruits and meat? Rav Omar, Gavi Nagachel is Nami Mutter. He argues, even on top of a coal, it's Mutter. So now I have another shita. Before he said the coal is aser, maybe on cheres we had a machloikis. Now even on a coal, it's mutter. Mididahava bisra gumre. We roast meat on yontif, right? Everybody roasts meat on yontif. On a barbecue. Aye, the juices go and are mechaba the coals. Aye, the coals smell a lot better. They smell like meat, says Rashi. And it's a shavah l'chol nefesh. Everybody does it. So you see, you're allowed to. Now let me ask you a very simple question. Of course you're allowed to. You hear Moshe Chaim? What's the pshat?
The meeting family.
In middle shir, meeting family, in middle shir. Jonathan, he wants to learn. Leave him alone. He's part of the daf. He does it every day. You missed the shir yesterday. Okay, listen. I'm asking you a question. Of course you're allowed to barbecue on Yontif. It's Oichel Nefesh. What did bring me a raya from a barbecue to smoking? The answer, says the Ran, is because for Oichel Nefesh, you don't have to do it directly above the coals. You just put it in a hot place. You put it on the side of the barbecue, whatever. The fact that I'm allowed to do it over the coals shows me that for Oichel Nefesh, we don't care. You could be over all these things, even Mechaba. Igadami Omar Le'am Eimar, my Keturah. There was a question.
What am I help?
Says the Gemara. Nobody stop me. Darsh Rav Gvia mebe kosil apischa debe Reish Gelusa. Rav Gvia said a drasha right there by Reish Gelusa. Remember, the Reish Gelusa is the guy in charge of Klal Yisrael in Bavel. He had a fancy house, a big mansion. Kitura shari. He gave a drasha. He said two words. That was his whole drasha. Kitura shari. Maybe it said more, but at that point, Rabbi Isai, big speech going on. Everybody gathers. You ready? Yeah. Kitura Shari. Good yontif. See you later. Best shir ever. The problem is everybody leaves. Oh, this is scratching their head. What's Kitura? Says the Gemara. If it's something like this, I just made this up. This has nothing to do with what he was talking about. But Stan, like, Lasaber Soizen, if he was like trying to like press a shirt, put it in a certain place, put a pleat somewhere. So that's a Maisu Uman. You see, you need a professional machine for that. Maisu Uman! Umanu! And you're not allowed to do it on Yontif! He screamed out. He said, Uman. Maisu Uman. And so what if it's Maisu Uman, Tzadik, Dr. Factor, Osir? You have to finish up the sentence. Okay. So obviously it doesn't mean that Uman, Dr. Factor. Oh, by the way, shout out to David Factor, our youngest member now. He's not the youngest anymore, but he started when he's like 7 years old and he knows stuff cold. He has COVID and he's sitting at home. He really would wish to be here. So we're wishing him well. Yeah. And if it's kitur means smoke. In Hebrew, a kitur means smoke. Maybe it comes from the same lashon or not. Ilashin also, by putting the meat, the fruits, on top of the coals, you're putting out the coals. We're talking about putting out the coals. Oh, Like we said, you're allowed to do it with meat. Some say it happened like this. What is this keturah that he darshan? If he's pressing the clothing, that's aser. Ila ashen aser. Now we're talking about a reach now. Omar Avashi, Ano Amirto Nahale, I told Rav Gvio, Mishmei the Gavir Rabba, Amirto Nahale, and I told him in the name of a very chasher person, Loilam La'ashein, it's talking about smoking it out. Not before the Lashon was the Reach, and now it's La'ashein, but you're allowed to smoke it because, like Basar. Va'oisin Gdi Mikulos. You remember yesterday, beautiful picture from Yoni, I believe. You take the carbon Pesach, you chop off its feet, you put it in some sort of device that's stuck in its mouth, goes through and through the whole animal from side to side, and you put its feet on the top, and you wrap its head with its intestines, and that's how you make a carbon Pesach. Says the Gemara, Tanya Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Toydes Ish Roimi, Hinniges Bnei Roimi Lechol Gdi Mekulos, B'Lel Psachim. After the Churban, so Toydes, which, by the way, Rashi over here says he's a Chacham Gadol, or so some sort of Lashon like that. Chacham Gadol v'nichbad, says Rashi. But the Gemara had a Shiloh, we had this, and the Gemara proves that he's a Chacham. First we thought maybe he's a strong man, but the Gemara says no, because he said a whole Lashon over there with B'tzela Chacham, B'tzela Kesef. Fine. Now, they want a proof from here. Gdi, Mikulos. So some say, it says in the Gemara, goat. What about a sheep? So it's very interesting. What's the difference between a sheep and a goat? Both you can make a carbon Pesach. You can make a carbon Pesach for both. So what would be the nafkamin and svara between a sheep and a goat? A sheep has a tail. And if you remember the famous story about Rabbi Yudim and Beseirah, Mitzudascha Prusa B'Yushalayim, he sent the guy and he tricked him up. He said, go ask for the tail. But the tail goes in the Mizbeach. So Memela, maybe you could make a sheep somewhat a taina because it has a tail. And if it has a tail, you know it's not a carbon Pesach because the carbon Pesach doesn't have a tail. So, but anyways, it says before somewhere else that it's also a sheep. The story happened with a sheep. Not such a great riot. Anyway, if you weren't such a chacham gadol v'nechbad, I would put you in cheirim. People are going to think that what you're doing is a real carbon Pesach. And tomorrow, do me a favor. And tomorrow they're going to do the same thing. So Mela, just. Okay. It's going to confuse people. Like I just got confused. It's going to confuse people. People are going to think, oh, it's the middle of Pesach now. And look, they even brought a carbon Pesach. And tomorrow, they're going to, in Rome, in Bavel somewhere, some guy is going to start bringing kachim. It's going to be a mess. The official Mishnah, sponsored by official Refor Shleim of Avram Yosef ben Chana. Shloisha Dvorim Reb Eliezer ben Azariah Mater. If you notice, we have a lot of threes. Last mission was three, and the mission before that was three, that he agreed to be Shammai, and then there's going to be more threes. Shloish Dvarim, Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah, Matir, Bechacham Vayishim, the famous Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah from Pesach, that... No, I'm laughing because I had a whole speech with a certain individual not to fill up the thing with milk. Not that well. So yeah, avada. And then he goes and he thinks I don't see middle shear. That's the problem. I see everything. Shloish Dvarim Rebbe Lozer ben Azariah Matir v'Chol Moisrim Parasa Yoytze Beretzur Shaben Karnel. So we're talking about Itzah and Shabbos. Are you allowed to carry things on Shabbos? Now, if an animal goes out with extra burdens, like luggage on its back, that's a tircha. But if it's a kishot, not. So here's a picture I found. Here's your para. Here it is with its beautiful design. Is that considered that it's going, it's carrying something? Or maybe you're matriachit. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, okay, b'chachamim ma'isrim. Parasa yoytze b'ritzur shaben karnel. This is okay. U'mekardim sabayema b'yantiv. And you could comb up the animal with a metal comb as such. And you could use... Is it going to rain tomorrow, Boisai? Here is a Rechaim Shel Pilpo. I'm not saying, again, this is just for illustrative purposes, whatever the word is. This is what we use today. You take some peppercorns, and you put in this thing, you turn it, and it grinds it, and out comes this. That's something similar in the time of the Mikdash. And he says that you're allowed to use this on Yontav, even though it's called Toichen, and it's also to be Toichen. You're not allowed to, use the metal comb because you are going to draw blood. But you could use a wooden comb, such as this. By the way, people that have dogs, they're supposed to comb out the dog every day. So you have to know, if you use a metal comb and it gives it chabura, it could be its aser. Not here. He's at the babysitter. He's actually right there across the street at that house. Those very nice people. And the guy comes to our shir. He's supposed to be here today, but I don't know. Eastwood. He watches the shir, no? No, so where is he?
Watching the dog.
Yeah, he has a bunch of kids, Baruch Hashem. Yeah, and he has two more dogs and like two more cats and Seder. All right. Zog the Gemara. Now, very, very interesting. Tosfos says over here that if you look at Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos, four lines from the bottom. It's going on the sugi later, but I thought about it now and I want to tell you now. We're talking about a wooden comb. It doesn't make a chabura. But if you use a brush, he's talking about us. Could we comb our hair on Shabbos? Use a metal brush. You know why you can't? Because you used it when you were younger and you did this. It takes out your hair. If you're going to pull out your hair on Shabbos with a comb, it's one of these tight combs. You have certain hair that's knotted and you go like this. It's 100% asur. So there's a very famous ma'aseh about the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim was on a train and somebody said he wants to ask him a bracha, for bracha. So he comes over to the Chafetz Chaim, asks him for a bracha. Chafetz Chaim says, you want a bracha from me? When your son, and this is Baruch HaKadosh, this is a Yaduah Dikas story. When your son pulls into your house after Shabbat starts with his wagon, you want a bracha from me? You allow this? And your daughter, she uses a comb that pulls out her hair? First be Machman on Shabbos, then we'll talk. So anyways, based on this Tosfos, you got to be careful. I do brush my hair on Shabbos, but I'm careful. I'm just telling you. A wooden one. It actually is wood. I'm not joking. It is wood. Tell my wife to get me my brush. Get that brush over here. It's a sheker. It's a little bit of sheker. Okay, Zok the Gemara. It's out of control. Rabbi Isai, Amud Beis is not so long. It says in the Mishnah that his cow in singular went out with. Now, who's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? If you remember that whole sugya when he was supposed to become. Everybody shout, he needs to leave a message. Rabbi Isai, we're in the middle of a shir here. Calm down. I know we're in the sukkah. Everything's good. You can leave messages different places. You guys can calm down. It's Beseder. So, we learned that Rabbi Gamliel, he was the Nasi. They were looking for a new Nasi. So they said, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. How old was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Rabbi Isai? 18 years old. But they said he's a good candidate. You know why? Because he's very wealthy and he has the connections. But one of the things is, that is, you see? Machmir on wood. I'm not going to show you this side over here, but it's wood. Wow, there's a lot of hair in here. But that all happened in the weekday. What are you talking about? Never. No, it's wood. Look at this. It's much the same thing. This is mutter.
Honey, the other wooden brush. Is that one
yours?
That's why the
Chavetz Chaim won't give you a brush. Ooh. Chavetz Chaim, my bracha. Anyway, fine. Zog the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was extremely wealthy. Amarav, Amrilo, Amarav, Yudomarav, Tleisar, Alfei, Igle, Havim, Aser, 13,000. Meiser is 1 out of 10. So if he gave every year 13,000 newborns, Meiser, so how many newborns did he have a year? 10 times 13,000? Even I, from Panovich, and I was quicker than you guys. 130,000 new calves a year. By the way, if anybody wants, I'm sure they do this all over, but I think I mentioned once. On the way from Chicago to Indianapolis, there's a farm, a very famous farm. And you go in there, you pay the money, and they have bus tours. And it's every 5 minutes is another bus tour and takes you through there. They have thousands of cows. And every given moment, a cow is giving birth. So you go into the birthing center, you can see a cow give birth whenever you want, all day long. That's how many cows they have. So you can understand this number of 130,000. It's a meshugana place. The way they, you know how they milk these cows? On a merry-go-round. It's a massive merry-go-round with 100 cows, and it goes in a circle. And one circle, one complete spin, then the cow goes off, and another cow goes on, and just keeps on going. Anyway, Ayin Shams, could I to go to Chicago for a Chalamay trip? If you're in Chicago today, go there for a Chalamay. It's a Kishmaga place. The Shir should go there for the next scene. Okay. Zok the Gemara. So you see, he's very wealthy. He had 13,000 meisers. Tysis goes into the whole cheshbon. He wasn't even in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. He was after the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, that's a different shaila. Maybe he didn't give meiser. Maybe it was just a certain tax that he had to give the king. Okay, fine. I'll go barim tana loy shaloy oisa elo shel shchento oisa umitach shaloy micha ba nikris al shmoy. Says the Gemara that it wasn't his cow. The reason why it's singular, his neighbor, he had millions of cows. His neighbor had one. And that one, she used to put a design on the head. And he should have been Moicha. So Rabbi Isai, this is the discussion we have all the time. It's that it's not very Americanish to go over to somebody and say, hey, by the way, you're not allowed, your cow, it has something usher, and it's usher to go like this out. In America, especially in England, it's not polite. You know, you mind your own business and you do your own thing and you don't eat this. But the Gemara says not like that. The Gemara says that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah should have said something to this woman. You are being over, it's Issa Dairaisa of Eitzah to take out or whatever the Issa is. And because he didn't, it became his. Now, Noam told me a beautiful Vart. I was keeping this Vart for a very long time. It's not really the right day to say it because not very many people are watching this year today. But because it's Sonu Geya and it's in the Sukkah, I got to tell this to you. When's the Vilna going to the Yartzeit, by the way? Anybody remember? On Shabbos. Okay, so it's not I should have saved it for Shabbos. Shabbos is even a worse day for in terms of. I have to say this Vart again. He'll all be Moichel. I'm going to say it again. Mila b'mila. It's a beautiful Zach. It says in the Gemara in Brachas that when you go into a shul and there's less than a minion, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes into the shul and he sees there's less than a minion, miyat koyas. He's upset right away. What's the Pashup Shat? Who's he upset at? At the people that don't come on time, that don't come to shul. Says the Vilna Gaon, no. He's upset at the people in the shul. You should make sure there's a minion. You're here, you don't get a minion. So it's unbelievable you saw it. When you're there, instead of being, I dive in the early minion. Instead of you being to yourself, I mind my own business. No, you have to make phone calls, make sure that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get upset. It's your achrayus. So Rabbeisai, Alachas Kama V'Kama, when you walk around in the street and you see a fellow Jew who has no shaykhus to Torah, you got to get him to join MDY. And if you don't, Kadosh Baruch Hu's koyas. You hear this? It's Mefor Shagoyin. Kadosh Baruch Hu's koyas. You cannot mind your own business. Mati, you got to get your dad to join. Today. He gets a free Gemara. Free Gemara. All right. Zog the Gemara. Where are we?
I'm going to sign up Yeshua Aaron Price to join the
DAF. It'll never happen. You have to learn for 1 or 2 days straight. He's laughing. He's putting more milk. Okay. I'm saying he's a guy that doesn't listen. So Tyra, there's that. No, he's doing something else. He's trying to help us out. He's putting that stuff in that. Not you.
I'm showing a cat baby.
Fine. Where are we? Oh, Umekardin, Esabem Biyantav, you're allowed to comb an animal with a metal, with a not metal, says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Ezek Kerud, Ezek Kirtsuv. What does it mean? Kerud is metal, Ketana Vaisim Chabura. They're very close together. You know what? When I took this picture, or when I took these pictures, I didn't realize. Beautiful. Here you can see, these are metal and they're very close together. These are wood. I guess the nature of wood is probably very difficult to cut it so close together. So Mela, it's spread apart and it doesn't do as much damage to the animal. So there's three shitas, very, very easy. The famous sugya of Davashen Miskaven. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Davashen Miskaven, Asur, even if you don't intend to do it. So what's the classic example, Rabbi Yisai? We've seen this picture 1,000 times. Pulling the bench. The guy needs a bench from A to B. He needs to go from here to there, but by doing so, he might create, it's not 100% psik ratio means it's 100% going to happen. Not 100%, he might make a furrow on the ground. Furrow on the ground, you're not allowed to do. Obviously, on Shabbos, it's chayrish. Rabbi Yehuda, this is us. This malacha would be us to drag the bench. Miu, keirut tanim v'yisim chabura. The metal comb is usur. Kirtsu gdoilim v'yisim chabura, but the larger comb is not a problem. But the only issue is, what about gzeira? If the smaller one is usur, everything should be usur. He says, no. So he's in between cheetah. One is mutter, one is asr. The wood is mutter. Rabbanan Savri Namiki Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbanan Amor Machmir. They say, yes. Davashen Miskaven, pulling a bench on Yontif, on Shabbos is asr. Rabbanan Savri Namiki Rabbi Yehuda. Davashen Miskaven. You know, I realize now, the whole shir, there's a guy talking the whole time, and I'm really annoyed at him. And I realize it's me. It's not even a guy. It's the speaker right over there. It's my voice coming out of me. You see, you have to be down like Kav Schus, Rabbi Yisai. You push have to be down like Kav Schus. I'm asking Mechila from all the guys that I thought was talking in middle shir. I didn't chab. But like, Israel, here I am. Now I'm like an echo. Like I'm like, it's a few of me talking now. But it's still me. It's me and the speaker. I hate it. You see, it's a muhach that I don't like hearing myself speak. Subconsciously, I don't. Here, this guy just had a phone call. It's nagar for him to pick up the phone in front of everybody. What's pshat? We don't know. It's mamish meshuga. Rabbi Yisai, we're here for achdus and love, and some people need a lot of achdus and love. And here we are. Okay. We have to be nice. Yeah. Like Ezrin and Kitzvah to carry Rabbanan. So Rabbanan said we have to be geyser one because of the other. How much time do we have left?
What do you mean?
Now, Reb Lazar ben Azariah holds when it comes to this famous case of a bench, dragging a bench. Dov Hashem Miskaven, I don't have in mind to do it. He holds it's mutter. Dov Hashem Miskaven mutter. Ubein Kerud, Ubein Kirtzav Shari. And Memel is mutter. Omer Rav, Omer Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention this yesterday. All the zip ties you see in the schach, I don't use zip ties. Zip ties is a problem of Maimid with Dabar Asa. So why I use zip ties? There's another piece of wood above that schach, like another 2x4, and we're tying the bottom wood with the top wood. That's why that's mutter. Oh, but if you hire a 14-year-old that's never done it before, so sometimes it could be a little bit of a problem. Which one?
Too long.
Oh, because I charged the other phone. Feelings not mutual, Shmo. All right. Zog the Gemara. He's got mutter. Ben Kir, short. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman Shmo. Ba'amir lo Amar Rav Nachman l'chudei. Some say it's Rav Nachman himself. Some say Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmo. Halacha kirb shimin dawat dover shenim skaven mutter. You see over here, the Reb Lazar ben Azariah says that if I'm allowed to comb out the animal, it gets a little nick. No, I'm not. I didn't have intention. And it's mutter. Omar le Rava le Rav Nachman. So it's Talmud Rava tells Rav Nachman, his famous Rebbe. V'lei memar halachik Rebbe Yehuda. Why didn't that master say that halachik like Rebbe Yehuda? Shari chacham moideloi. Shouldn't? They might make like a buzz. Shouldn't we be concerned that Chacham Rav Roiv and they go like Rebbe Yehuda? and you're going like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a yachid, like Rabbi Shimon. We go like the rabbim, not like a yachid. So what is he saying? He's saying, no, I figured it out myself. Myself, I decided that Rabbi Shimon is right. Oh, not only is Rabbi Shimon right, but at the end of the day, we have Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that agrees with him also. We just turned the daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, if you're spacing out. Today's daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group. For all those who need Shiduchim, Refuz, and Yeshuas, please join us at Tehillim.8mindaf.com. Sponsored by Natan Kushnod. No, how do you say it? That's Kushnud. For his chos, for my children, Ayikolev Ben Devorah, and Yisrael Yaakov Ben Devorah, that should be both do well, and Yisrael have a cheshik and Torah mitzvahs, and Yerushamayim. The Mishnah sponsor of Fushlemo from Brino Bas Yenta Dvaira. Harachayim shall pilpalim tmeo mishum shlosha kelim. So Rabbosai, I have a cross cut of the Rechayim. This is a cross section of the modern day Rechayim. The one that Gemara is talking, the Mishnah is talking about, has nothing to do with this. It's almost not a, nothing like that. But stop, Lesaber Saizen, for illustrative purposes only. You have three parts here, the Gemara says. You have, it's made out of wood, all made out of wood. And then on the bottom over here, unlike us, that the pepper falls directly into the dish that you're making, in those days it would catch it. I think, I saw a picture actually. It was a real rechaim, like a real grinder, like a handle, you go like this. Okay, this is a little bit more sophisticated what we have today. So the Mishnah says, the rechaim is built out of three parts, says Rashi, so what? So if you're missing one of the three parts, it's still Mekabel Tumah. Each part is Mekabel Tumah on its own. So even if you're missing one of the three. HaRachayim shall build mitmei mishum shleisha kelim, mishum kli kibul. Look, it's able, on the bottom, it receives the pepper. U'mishum kli mateches. This is a big chiddush. What is this made out of? This is a good example. What is this made out of? Made out of wood. Why is it called a kli mateches? Because the mechanism that grinds the pepper is made out of metal, and memela is considered a metal kli. That is the ikar of the kli. A wooden bowl does nothing. It's the machine inside that creates everything. Memela, I'm going to call this device, is going to be called a metal kli. Umashom kli kvara, there's also some sort of sifter in there, which is Rashi says it's not, it's just xeri the rabbanon, it's not a dairaisa, and memela, fine. They say that's why it goes in this order. The bigger chiddush to the lesser chiddush or fakert. Tana tachtoinim mishum kli kibul emtsois. Here, now we're going to see what I just said. Tachtoinim mishum kli kibul. The bottom one receives. Emtsois mishum kli kvara. El yoinim mishum kli mateches. That would be a big chiddush that the mechanism creates the name of the kli. Says the Mishnah. And this Mishnah is also sponsored by official Rufu Shlema for Avram Yosef ben Chana. Today, Baruch Hashem, we're getting Fishel four times. Besides all the Gemaras, but it's a little slow today because he's not going to get hurt with the Gemaras. Not a lot of Gemaras. Tana says the Mishnah, Agala shel katan, a wagon of a child. Now, according to Rashi, I have a Gevaldika picture here. It's unbelievable. I found a frum kid, mamish, pulling small dogs and his sister. How do I know he's frum? Because he has tchelos. That's how you know. And also he's wearing a yarmulke. Those two are a big simon that this kid is a frum kid. It's an adorable picture. He has dogs, his sister, give him a ride. This is according to Rashi. Mamish works beautifully because Rashi, the Gemara says, it's something that you sit on and you can push people in it. Everything's great. Taisus says it's more like a walking device. It's like one of these strollers that the kids stand up and walk with it. So, Vinny tells B'Shabbos. So first of all, Tamei Medras. If the kid happens to be a Zav, whether it's a boy or a girl, that's a Zav or a Zava, they have Tuma. And Tuma, you could give Tuma by sitting on something. Medras. So it's Mekabel Tuma. Vini tells the Shabbos, you're allowed to move it. It's not books, it's a toy. Vein and Negreres al-Gavi Kalim. Elo al-Gavi Kalim. The only way you could drag this thing is on a carpet, on a plastic covering, on clothing. Kalim over here are begadim, are clothing. Rabbi Yehuda, Imer, Kala Kalim, Eni Groim, Chuzman Agola, Mepnei Shi Koi Veshes. You're allowed to drag, it says Rabbi Yehuda, who's Mechulak on Rabbi Shimon and all of Shas, on dragging a bench, says you're allowed to drag this wagon. Why? Because the wheels don't make a furrow. They crush the dirt. Only two more minutes. Rabbi say, Agol Shekotim Tamei Medris. Why does Samech Elevei? The reason why it's Mekabel Tuma is because it's meant to sit on, to lean on. And there's a famous concept in Tuma where if you sit on a pail, let's say, so the shaila is, let's say you sit on a washing machine. Is washing machine Tamei Medris or not? So it depends. If somebody will come over and say, Amoid Vinasim Elachteinu, it's not meant for what you're doing. You're not supposed to sit on a teddy bear, but this you're supposed to sit on. It's meant for the kid to sit on. So Mela, you don't tell a kid, Amoid Vinasim Elachteinu, get up. I need to do something with it. That's what you're supposed to do, what he's doing. If he's doing the wrong, if he's sitting on something, so a guy sits on the hood of a car. That's not meant to be sat on. So you say, Amoid Vinasim Elachteinu, but on a wagon, you're supposed to sit on. And that's why it's Mekabel Tumah. Benitalis b'Shabbos b'Shem Deketar is Kliyala. It's a toy. It has the name of a Kli. Memela, a Kli, a lot of Benitalis. Venugres alagavi kelim. And you can only drag it on something soft, not on dirt. Agavi kelim in, agavi kalkaloi. Not on the ground. My time at the Ovid Charetz. So remember this word. The reason is because it makes a groove. Mani, Rabbi Yehudi. And this goes according to Rabbi Yehudi. That says that what? That a wagon on the dirt is going to make a groove, makes a charetz. And he says, Dama Dama Shem is Kavan Asr. And he holds that even though you don't mean it, it's Asr. By the way, nobody saw this. Mamish Chaval. I got to show the Oilam that's watching on. We should really take this and put it in the beginning of this. I'm serious. Here we go. Everybody wave in the middle of the share. We're in the middle of learning Torah, but the Oilam has to see. No. They didn't see. There's a Shvach Amaisis. Oh, wow. It's amazing. Hold on. I'm looking at the screen. Woo! Gevalik. And here's Ramesh Shapiro in the corner. Anybody notice him in the corner? Right on the wood with the baggers. Unbelievable. What? Sakar Satay. We don't have any Gdoilim in the Sukkah, only Ramesh Shapiro. Not on purpose. But it makes a lot of sense. It's a Daf Yomi sharing. All right. Dear Reb Shimon, Ha'amar Dov Hashem Iskava Mutter. But according to Reb Shimon, it would be completely mutter even if you make a groove, a charis in the ground. The snare of Shimon Oimer, Goyer, the famous halacha, Goyer, Adam, Mito, Kisa, Vesafsa. You're allowed to drag a bed, a chair, and a bench. Just don't have in mind to make a furrow, a groove. Ask the Gemara. So again, Rabbi Yehuda says that a wagon creates a groove. Ema Seifa, how do we explain the last part of the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Ena Kolin Groan B'Shabbos. You can't drag everything. A wagon you can always drag. Why? Bebneshi Kuyveshas. It says Mefurish. Not a charetz, kovesh. It presses down the dirt. That doesn't make a groove. Says the Gemara, you're right. Did Rabbi Yehuda say that a wagon pushes it down and doesn't make a groove? Or did Rabbi Yehuda say that a wagon makes a groove? Hadron Allah Yantif. Hadron Allah Yantif. Hadron Allah Yantif. Is Mayor Planke here?
Yes.
Where is he? Mayor, I want to be mechaved you with Zimun. I hope you benched. I hope you washed. Hi, Vesa Machto Becha Gecho Veo Yiso Achso Meya Vesa Machto Becha Gecho Veo Yiso Achso Meya La 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 La